Okay, we're glad to have you here this morning. Welcome you to Community Church of St. Lawrence, and in between the snowstorms, enjoying some sunshine. We have a number of things to look at in our announcements this morning. First of all, as far as some things that are coming up this week on the back of your bulletin, this afternoon there are services at the Good Samaritan and at the Courtyard Villa, and there is youth group tonight. And then this coming Friday is Good Friday. There will be a community Good Friday service at the Presbyterian Church at noon. And then our service will be at 7 p.m. Friday night here. And then looking ahead to the coming weeks, 2 weeks from today, our youth pastor candidate, Abe Bielenberg, and his wife Diana will be here. They will be here that whole weekend, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And during Sunday school on that Sunday, there will be a time of questions and answers with Abe and Diana. So we hope that you will plan to be here and meet them and interact with them during their time of visiting with us. And then a couple weeks after that will be our graduation Sunday. And if you have a student graduating from college this spring, if you would provide the information to April about where they're graduating from, what degree they're receiving. She will include that in our insert for our graduation Sunday. And a couple of things looking forward, the Vacation Bible School, May 30th through June 2nd. You see information about that there, Keepers of the Kingdom. And Abby Kettlehut will be directing Vacation Bible School, but there is opportunity for other helpers. And there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. If you would like to help with that, we encourage you to sign up. Any questions about that, you can talk to Mark. Some spring cleaning is going on because the calendar does say it's spring. So Miranda's doing some spring cleaning, and you can see there that if you brought some items to help with the cleanup after we had that burst pipe on Christmas Eve, there's still a few things that are left from that. If you have anything in the kitchen, any dishes that you perhaps brought goodies for fellowship time or club rock or anything like that, and those have been left in the kitchen, check and see if there's something there that's yours, and take it home, please. We'd appreciate that, so you can refill it and bring it back. Right? Then we'll be happy to have it come back again. And then short-term missions funding, May 7th, the deadline for that if you are interested in applying for financial help with a short-term missions trip. Any other announcements today? Okay, our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever.
Thank you. Thank you very much for beginning our singing. If you'd stand with me as we sing hymn number 76, "O for a Thousand Tongues," number 76.
For a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ear. Life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Hear him, ye deaf, his praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues. Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name.
Greet one another this morning, if you would.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. It's always fun to start off this season of the year with our children coming in. It's nice to see a very full platform with lots of exuberant individuals. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises as we enter into one of the more focused weeks of the church calendar, and just there's the opportunity to reflect upon the life of Jesus and the different events that are recorded in the Gospels. I have a couple of prayer requests that have been given to me. If you're aware of Nehemiah and Crystal Volkhorsten, she is the American Family rep here in town, along with her husband. They are expecting twins. She was flown yesterday to Sioux Falls with some concerns, and so we need to be praying for them. Also, a prayer request that came out yesterday for Jade and Cody, they had an emergency C-section. Their baby boy Ridge was also flown to Sioux Falls. And then request of this week, continue to pray for Leah Fanning's mom as for healing for her. We've also been praying for Erica Hargens. She is still in Sioux Falls, still in the hospital. They have done some more testing. They still cannot find where the infection is in her bones, but she is going to have surgery on her ankle. And so they have just kept her there. And then last week, Anita gave me a request, but with all the extra activities, one for her daughter, Julie, she broke her, is it her arm or wrist? Elbow. I was a little farther. Okay, this way. Broke her elbow last week, and so be praying for her. And then, as many of you probably have heard through the grapevine, Anita is going to be transitioning to the Courtyard Villa, I believe. Pray, yes. They're in the midst of what to take, what to leave, and those of us that have walked beside our parents in that adventure, but we'll be praying for adjustment, sometime about the 17th, being relocating to Courtyard Villa. So that also means new address and a new phone number. So we'll be praying for Anita and the transition there. Are there other requests, prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. Brinley? Marie.
Marine.
Okay, got it. So Kate and Lucas had a baby girl on Tuesday. Saw you showing pictures to us. So we will pray for Brinley, but also for Kate and Lucas and the adjustment of the two brothers with the new addition. Any other prayer requests or praises? Terry.
Might sound dumb, but Barry just texted me. Our dog has got eye swollen shut and falling around him, so. Probably not available today, so.
Well, Terry's request, their and your dog's name?
Millie,
okay. We do understand as pet owners that they become part of our family, and so. Millie, their dog, has developed some health issues this morning. Pray that one, a vet would be available. And then I saw someone else, Ernie.
Terry and I share a mutual friend, Ryan Seaman. His wife passed away unexpectedly. Ryan had a lot of issues he'll need to deal with and sort out the untimely passing of his wife.
Mm-hmm. And her name was?
Terry,
Donna, okay. So the prayer request is for Brian Seaman. His wife Donna passed away this week, and you know that brings its own grief, but also decisions. But he has some other significant health issues, and so we'll be praying for him that God would bring comfort into his life. Other prayer requests or praises? Definitely the continued prayer for men working with livestock, calving, feedlots with this weather. And we like the sun. We'll see what God brings to us this week. But any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into today and reminded about the events in your son's life, of the triumphal entry, of the culmination of his mission, and the celebration of the crowds on, as we remember Palm Sunday, to the derision and the screaming for his execution on what we know is Good Friday. Father, we thank you that your son came on a mission to seek and to save those who are lost, that he fulfilled all that his father had required of him, and that as we go through this week, the reminder is that Sunday is coming, and we celebrate Easter together. And each Sunday we come together is that reminder that the day of worship has changed because our calendars have been rearranged because of your son. Father, we thank you that we serve a risen Savior. And as we remember the events of the past, in all of its tragedy, in all of its viciousness, ultimately, your word tells us that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame and is seated at your right hand, that he is risen, that he is active, and he intercedes for us on our behalf. And he knows, and you know, our requests. As we come in prayer, not just this morning, but for us as individuals throughout our lives, it is the reminder and acknowledgement that there are many things in our life, in fact, a lot of things in our life, that we have no control over. When we think about the weather that has passed, as well as what is predicted to come, I do thank you that you've given us technology and to know in advance. I cannot imagine before all this, the weather service and radars and such of going through life and just being hit with the significant amount of snow that we've had and may be coming. But Father, we do pray for those that are having to work outside in it, for those that their livelihood is in livestock and they're calving or they're working and getting feed to the feedlots. Father, we pray for protection, that you would watch over them, especially in working in these conditions. This is also a reminder of just the individuals that pass through our community and don't understand how quickly things can change. We just pray for our visitors that come through, that you would protect them. May they make wise choices. Thank you for our first responders and for our law enforcement and just for neighbors, helping other neighbors out. Father, we lift up our health needs. We pray for Nehemiah and Crystal and their twin girls, that you would be an ever-present help. As a great physician, that you give wisdom to the doctors and that you would intervene on their behalf. Father, we also pray for Jaden Cody and baby boy Ridge, that you would, that he is in this world, that you would give him strength, that you would help heal both him and mom. Father, we lift up Leah Fanning's mom to you and the procedures she's had this week, that you would heal, give wisdom to the doctors, comfort to her. We continue to lift up Erica Hargens, and as her time in the hospital, it has been a long road for her, that you would give wisdom, but also bring healing. Father, we pray for this upcoming surgery, that it would truly help her in her mobility. Father, we pray for Anita's daughter, Julie, that you would be an ever-present help with this broken elbow for healing and as well as for following doctor's orders. And for Anita, as she makes this transition, we thank you for facilities like Courtyard and Good Samaritan that are in our community and can provide the activities, but also the fellowship, and for the transition, pray that you would bring comfort, especially with sorting through everything, and bring wisdom. Father, we are grateful for Brinley Marine as coming into this world. We pray for Lucas and Kate and her brothers, that you would just continue to help them in the adjustments, but also for mom and baby to gain strength and grow and become strong. And Father, for just the extended family, thank you that there's so many that invest in their lives. We also think of some of our furry friends, and I do pray for Terry and Val, wisdom in this time with their dog. And it's just always the reminder that those animals are part of our lives and are part of our families, and we just pray for wisdom there. A vet would become available. We do lift up Brian Seaman to you, and with the passing of his wife, Donna, and the grief that he has and the uncertainty of the future, that he would trust the one who knows the future, but not just knows, but is actively involved in our lives. Father, we thank you for the ministries you've raised up in our midst for Club Rock. We thank you for the year we've had and the closing program we had on Wednesday and the lives that we've been able to invest in this year. I thank you for each of the staff members that have volunteered for this year. As we also think of, in a little over almost 2 months, a little less than 2 months of coming back together for VBS, we just pray for all the details there. We thank you for the ones that have volunteered to step up, and we pray for the preparations. We pray for Abe and Diana as they work going through school, one for their job, but two for their finishing up their education and then their time here with us. Just pray that it would be very evident of the direction for both of our congregation's life and their life. We thank you for just the opportunity of getting to meet them and the passion you've given them for working with teens and with children as well. Father, we pray for the Schmeeds as our missionaries of the month. We pray for them down in Kansas for their health protection, as well as the contacts he makes and the open doors of ministry. Father, we pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it to further your kingdom here in the Miller St. Lawrence area and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Joan. Please rise as we again sing hymn number 173. All glory, laud, and honor. Praising thee on high. Turn back to hymn number 20. Becoming more familiar with songs we've not sung much. All people that on earth do dwell.
Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Because we celebrate Palm Sunday and then